President Trump torches Fox News, they forgot the people who got them there. By Joel B. Polak on July 7, 2019. President Donald Trump offered an unusually strident criticism of the Fox News channel on Sunday evening. After the network aired the New York Times defense of its claims about harsh conditions and facilities for migrants at the border. Trump tweeted, "Watching it Fox News weekend anchors is worse than watching low ratings fake news at CNN. Or line Brian Williams, remember when he totally fabricated a war story trying to make himself into a hero, and got fired. A very dishonest journalist, and the crew of degenerate." Donald J. Trump, at Real Donald Trump, July 7, 2019. Comcast, NBC/MSNBC, Trump haters, who do whatever Brian and Steve tell them to do. Like CNN, NBC is also way down in the ratings. But at Fox News, who failed in getting the very boring Dem debates, is now loading up with Democrats and even using fake unsourced at New York Times as. Donald J. Trump, at Real Donald Trump, July 7, 2019. A source of information, asked the Times what they paid for the Boston Globe, and what they sold it for, lost $1.5 billion, or their old headquarters building disaster, or their unfunded liability. At Fox News is changing fast, but they forgot the people who got them there. Donald J. Trump, at Real Donald Trump, July 7, 2019. Fox News anchor John Scott had earlier aired a report on Fox Report Weekend that covered the dispute between the president and the Times over its reporting. The Times claimed, in a front-page story Sunday, that conditions inside a facility in Clint, Texas, were the stuff of nightmares. Many of the migrant facilities currently in use were opened during the Obama administration, when there was a surge of illegal aliens crossing the U.S.-Mexico, many of them unaccompanied minors from distant countries in Central America. Part of the impetus for the surge at the time seemed to have been anticipation of the passage of an amnesty law, and President Barack Obama's policies favoring illegal aliens who had entered the country as minors. Since then, the surge has continued, fueled by poor conditions in Central America, the rapidly growing U.S. economy, and the well-publicized efforts of Democrats to thwart every attempt by the Trump administration at border enforcement. Trump criticized the Times report as phony and exaggerated. The fake news media, in particular the failing at New York Times, is writing phony and exaggerated accounts of the border detention centers. First of all, people should not be entering our country illegally, only for us to then have to care for them. We should be allowed to focus on. Donald J. Trump, at Real Donald Trump, July 7, 2019. Donald J. Trump, at Real Donald Trump, July 7, 2019. Brought up, not them, because the Dems won't change the loopholes in asylum. Big media con job. Donald J. Trump, at Real Donald Trump, July 7, 2019. Scott noted Trump's criticism Sunday evening, then posted the Times' response. "We are confident in the accuracy of our reporting on the U.S. Border Patrol's detention centers. Here's how we reported today's front-page article on the squalid conditions at the migrant detention center in Clint, Texas. Read the story here, pic.twitter.com/irxker9easy1. New York Times Communications, Etney Times per, July 7, 2019. While Fox has been less antagonistic than most other news outlets, Trump has feuded with the network almost from the beginning of his campaign, when he faced off against then-Fox News host Megyn Kelly at the first Republican presidential primary debate in 2015. Earlier Sunday, Fox aired a live report from a French bar after the U.S. women's soccer team won the World Cup, where patrons began chanting "Fuck Trump" on live television. Update: Trump piled on Sunday night. Impossible to believe that at Fox News has hired at Donna Brazile, the person fired by at CNN, after they tried to hide the bad facts, and failed, for giving crooked Hillary Clinton the questions to a debate, something unimaginable. Now she is all over Fox, including Shep Smith, by far. Donald J. Trump, at Real Donald Trump, July 8, 2019. Their lowest rated show. Watch the at Fox News weekend daytime anchors, who are terrible, go after her big time. That's what they want, but it sure is not what the audience wants. Donald J. Trump, at Real Donald Trump, July 8, 2019. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. He is also the co-author of How Trump Won, The Inside Story of a Revolution, which is available from Regnery. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.